So Satan is still afraid, and that's he knows that he's about at the end of his rope. He knows that. But listen what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. How be it we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, mature, yet not the wisdom of this world. Yet not the wisdom of this world. Nor of the princes of this world. Nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught or nothing. We don't talk about that stuff. We don't talk about the wisdom of this world because it's coming to nothing. No. Here's what I want to talk about. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Remember, God gave everything to Jesus, to Christ, in heaven and in earth, right? He entrusted it to him. He gave everything to him. So, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Which God ordained unto the world for our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And what God wants you to get the wisdom of, the revelation of Christ, everything that's in heaven, everything that is in earth, God has turned it over, gave Jesus, put him in charge, turned it over to him, and Jesus, the Christ, is in you, in you, in you, in you, in you. And you in us. And that treasure chest he talked about is right here. Inside of you. Inside of you. Inside of me. And he said, if you're continuing the faith, if you pursue, you'll be led by your spirit. You'll learn who's on the inside and learn how to hear. And follow the inward witness. This treasure that's inside of you. You explore the depths of God. The height, the breadth, the length. You will know that you've been brought into a place. Although you may feel some effect on it because you're in this body. Are you hearing me? But you'll know I am untouchable. Nothing can move me from my God. I'm going to read this in closing because it just came up. Now listen what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had gotten a revelation of this. Now listen what he said. Romans 8, I'm reading from the King James. Romans 8, 31. Now listen, I know you heard it, but listen to it. What shall we say to these things? Christ, I just talked about Christ being in you. The mystery. The Almighty God that created the heavens and the earth. Now, if he created the heavens and the earth and all the galaxies and all that, he have to be beyond that in order to make them hold together and function. He hath to be a God that's bigger than them for them to stay in place. He hath to be a God, I told you Sunday, that all the chaos that have gone on in this earth, you can think about storms, tornadoes, disasters, tsunamis, earthquakes, and you heard of number 5, number 6, and on the scale, you know, shaking up and tearing up bridges and building, and peoples are lost their lives. I mean, you can think about all the chaos, but this earth, after all this turmoil have gone on in this earth, the earth stands still, perfectly balanced, not moving. And see, if he was in charge of this earth, see, it wouldn't be happening. But somebody else in charge, and it happened to be us. And we letting stuff go on. We didn't know how to handle it. We didn't learn. But watch it. He said, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Think about it for a minute. Just think about it. Now here it is. Christ in you, with everything God is, everything he owns, all of his power, all of his ability, in heaven, he'll turn it over to Jesus. Now Jesus Christ is in you. Christ in you. So he said, what shall we say to these things? He that spared not his own son, but what? Delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us? Are you seeing it? We got to learn how to receive, take possession, and tell the devil, not here. Some people that don't know and want to fool with you and run with you, but you ain't bring you. Just because they're running with you, you ain't going to run over me with your stuff. Not here. Are you seeing it? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? Who is God elect? You know who he's talking about? We are his elect. Huh? It is God that what? Justify. Who is he that condemns? What did we just read? He restored us to favor. He sees us what? Flawless, holy, innocent, without fault. Now, who's going to lay anything to the charge of his elect? Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather raised again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession. He got up, and now he's at the right hand of God, where he's praying, making intercession, and saying, Father, I intercede on their behalf. And Jesus told them at the grave site of Lazarus, I thank you, Father, that you always hear me. And we got the word that Jesus said, John said, if we know that he hear us, what shall we ask? We know that we had a petition. He who's at the right hand of God, will he ever live to make intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who is it? Shall tribulation, there we go. Distress, persecution, just because you're going through something? Is that going to separate you from God's blessing, his love for you? Stress, persecution, famine. You know there's a famine in the land. What did God do for his people in times of famine? He took care of them, didn't he? Didn't he take care of them? How much more so will he take care of his own body? nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written. For thy sake we'll kill all the day long. We'll count as sheep as a slaughter. Huh? Nay, no, that's not how he see us. We're not the guinea pig for the devil. No, nay. Nay, 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 no, no, no. Are you hearing me?